It's hot, extremely hot in many places across continental Europe as record temperatures hit popular tourist areas across Italy, Spain and Greece. We'll hear from some of them shortly. But first, tens of thousands of Irish tourists are expected on the continent in the coming weeks. More than 900 flights are due to leave Dublin Airport over the next week, destined for some of these literal hotspots. Our reporter Anna Vaglarczyk went to Dublin Airport yesterday evening where she spoke with those just heading off as well as others who were returning home after a spell in the heat.
Where are you flying to?
Barcelona.
And did you check the weather forecast over there? How many?
Definitely, yeah. Around 30 degrees. Yeah, something like that.
And are you prepared for this heat over there?
Yeah. Looking forward to it, actually. Just keep hydrated and put some sunscreen and that's it.
And are you excited to leave cold and rainy Ireland?
Yeah, definitely.
We're flying to Bordeaux.
And did you check the weather forecast over there? How many degrees is there?
It's 35 degrees.
And how do you prepare yourself for such a hot weather?
I suppose just plenty of hats for the children, sunscreen, make sure the children are hydrated and have loads to drink when we're there. That's it really, yeah.
Where did you arrive from?
Lanzarote.
And how was it in terms of the weather?
I was hitting 32, 33 degrees mostly, and then would have went down 27 just on the cold days, but weather was phenomenal, so really enjoyed it. You have to really sort of be careful of sunstroke, and especially, you know, you see a lot of people, like, say, if they were naturally ginger, they had to, you know, really had to take care of themselves, and then there's some people who just took the sun well, and it was, you know, it's a good variation of people, so.
Where did you arrive from?
We arrived from Madrid just there, but our original origin was Verona.
So you basically experienced all the hot weather over there. So how was it?
It was really, really warm. It was like 32, 33 degrees in Verona.
So what was your way of dealing with such a hot weather?
What was my way?
Shade and rest.
Shade, yeah. We spent a lot of the time in the shade, actually, as well. And then I saw just like hydrating and in and out of shops and aircon and things like that, yeah.
And how do you feel right now being back in Ireland?
We are so happy to be home. We're so happy we see rain.
Holidaymakers speaking with Anna Vaglarczyk at Dublin Airport there yesterday, and some of them happy to see that rain and wind that we're experiencing at the moment. And while it might be difficult for many of us to relate to at the moment because of the weather we're seeing here, in a nod to the severity of the exceptionally high temperatures on the continent, Italian meteorologists have dubbed the next phase of the European heatwave Charon, a reference to the ferryman of the souls of the dead in Greek mythology. That succeeds the current Cerberus heatwave, named after the three-headed dog of the underworld. Italy is one of the countries worst affected and is bracing for what could be the hottest temperatures ever recorded in Europe. Red alerts were issued for 16 Italian cities for Saturday, with forecasts predicting temperatures could be as high as 49 degrees in some places. Let's go to Italy now and speak with Rome-based reporter David Willey. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, the temperature this morning is below 30, but we're bracing ourselves for the highest temperatures ever recorded in Italy later this week, according to the meteorologists. They're saying that it could go above 40 degrees, which is very hot indeed.
It certainly is. And I mentioned in my introduction there that 16 Italian cities at the weekend were on red alerts. You might just explain what the significance of these red alerts is and how people are coping.
Well, in a city like Rome, luckily we have a lot of fountains, and the tourists who are very finding it very sweaty conditions here tend to go and see the Trevi Fountain, for example. Every morning there are crowds of even thousands of people before what's a magnificent, one of the world's most magnificent fountains. There's plenty of there's a tradition in Rome of having of the popes having brought water to the centre of the cities.
And what's being referred to?
Modern life finds it
difficult. Sorry, Dave, there seems to be a slight delay on the line, so I'll ask you that question again. What's being referred to as the danger period is expected tomorrow. Are we expected to see quite significantly high temperatures then?
Yes, we're expecting over 40 degrees. The world, the record temperatures in Italy have been recorded in the islands of Sicily and also in Sardinia. The forecast there is temperatures well over 40 degrees this week. But Italians, of course, are used to Well, at this time of the year, we have a bit of a heat wave. But I don't think the cities are well equipped for dealing with heat waves on this scale. For example, I know I live just north of Rome in a small town. Luckily, it's on a lake. And there they have a center which has been put aside particularly for older people. And they've had to close it down because the air conditioning has broken. So, you know, we're equipped, but we're not over well equipped.
Okay, David Willey in Rome, thank you very much for your time this morning.